Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we are going to be talking about whether or not Tesla should do a share buyback. This has been proposed by Tesla's third largest shareholder, so we'll discuss the merit of that suggestion. We've also got the release notes on FSD Beta 10.12 and a couple of renderings of what that is looking like as it now has been released to employees internally. Then we've got a new NHTSA investigation, an analyst update, news on supercharging, and a couple other items. Well, we can fly right through the stock today. Not a lot of change. Tesla down 0.05%, the NASDAQ down 0.25%. So not much action, but at least a slight overperformance from Tesla. All right, so today I want to start off with a question of a Tesla stock buyback. This was proposed by Leo Kogwan, who is the third largest individual shareholder of Tesla. CNBC picked up on that today, and it's been a pretty hot topic of discussion, so I thought I would share my thoughts. So first, just how a share buyback functions. It would be Tesla taking cash off of their balance sheet and buying back stock, and then removing that stock from the outstanding share count. So what's the point of doing that? Well, when you reduce the number of outstanding shares, the earnings that the company makes get divided between fewer shares. That means each of their remaining shares is entitled to a greater proportion of those earnings, and that makes each share more valuable. So super quick example, I know most of you probably know this, but let's say a company trades at $10 per share. There are 10 outstanding shares of that company, and the company earns $10 total, or earnings per share of $1. If the company then goes and buys back half the shares, the company is still earning that same $10 total. There are now only 5 outstanding shares though, so earnings per share all of a sudden doubles to $2 per share. The same price to earnings ratio would mean that the remaining 5 shares are each worth $20 per share, so their value doubled just from the simple action of a share buyback. Now, it's not that simple in reality because you have to consider that when you buy back shares, the company has less cash and therefore is worth a little bit less because they spent that cash, but that is the basic idea. It's a way of returning capital to shareholders. Of course, there are other ways to do that, like a dividend. A dividend just gives a cash payment to each share. There is an omnipresent debate about which of those is preferable. It really depends on the circumstances, and in my personal opinion, if the company views the current share price as undervalued, in that circumstance, a buyback is preferable for many of the same reasons that any individual buying a stock at an undervalued share price would be. The way that I kind of think about it is that if a company buys back shares during a period of time where the company's stock is undervalued, they're effectively getting a discount on the amount of value they are creating for the remaining shares. That doesn't happen with a dividend, though you could argue that a dividend can then just be reinvested and the investors themselves can get a discount on those shares while they're undervalued. Those are the kind of things that can make this a little bit of a circular argument at times. Then you get taxes involved and all these other things come into play. Generally though, my preference is for buybacks, probably not too surprising coming from a growth investor, but what about for Tesla and more specifically for Tesla right now? Well, Elon in the past has been pretty clear that he doesn't view dividends as a very good use of investor capital. Basically, a company should only pay them in his view if they can't find a better use of that capital. And with the way Elon thinks, the scope and the scale, I think he views that, getting a better return on that capital, as a pretty low bar to be able to cross. Now, that being said, those comments were about dividends. I don't recall him really ever talking about buybacks specifically. So while some of that logic may still apply to an extent, it might be a little bit different for Elon when he considers buybacks. On sort of the other side of the returning capital argument, Elon has made comments at times that Tesla is not capital constrained, implying that Tesla does not see at that period of time a way to spend more capital to speed up growth. I would be pretty cautious about over-interpreting that though, because those circumstances, whatever current constraint Tesla has at that point in time, those things can change very quickly. That sort of leads us into the Bitcoin acquisition. A lot of criticism against Tesla for that Bitcoin acquisition, saying if you're going to spend $1.5 billion on Bitcoin, why not just return that capital to shareholders, do a buyback, pay a dividend, whatever, versus quote-unquote forcing Tesla investors to also then invest alongside Tesla in Bitcoin? It's a valid question. Tesla's answer to that question was they wanted to have the ability to easily access that capital, keep it very liquid, which is something it ceases to be if they give it away with a dividend or even with a buyback, because yes, eventually Tesla could sell shares and get that money back, but there's no certainty at that time that the share price would be the same or higher. Now, does Bitcoin have that certainty? No, but Tesla was taking the chance that they could get some appreciation off of their cash while keeping it liquid in an asset that isn't their own stock. So while you may not necessarily fully agree with that, I think the logic is at least understandable. So with that being said, the comments about not being capital constrained and the acquisition of Bitcoin, those things at least put the conversation of whether or not a buyback makes sense on the table, because it shows that Tesla is not necessarily desperate for every single dollar coming in. If you've been paying attention, you've noticed that over the last year, Tesla has paid down $5 billion of debt, and that payment has come just directly out of their free cash flow for the year. And that's been while Tesla has been investing in both Giga Berlin and Giga Texas. So Tesla is starting to be this cash generating juggernaut. And because they just this last quarter reduced their outstanding debt to basically nothing, now is actually starting to be a pretty good time to at least broach this topic. So remember, free cash flow is Tesla's cash flow after accounting for capital expenditures. So things like building factories, this is cash that remains after Tesla spends money on that. Their CapEx guidance has basically been that CapEx is going to stay flat for the most part for the next couple of years, but operating cash flow and therefore free cash flow is going to continue to rise dramatically over the last 12 months. That's already been $6.5 billion. In the coming quarters, that's going to be $3 billion plus per quarter. So Tesla either needs to figure out a way to spend that, keep it on their balance sheet and just grow their cash balance, or start returning it to investors. So what should Tesla do? They've got $20 billion in cash on hand, basically. They're going to add $3 billion per quarter to that going forward. Leo's suggestion was just to use that new free cash flow for buybacks, not to touch the current balance sheet at all, which I agree is something that I wouldn't touch. And it seems like Tesla is pretty happy with that level of cash on hand, since that is basically what they have maintained for a little over a year now. There are plenty of good reasons to keep that cash balance high and potentially even continue to grow it, with the primary reason being risk reduction. Yes, Tesla could spend some money and buy back stock, but at a $700 billion valuation, putting a few billion here or there doesn't really reduce the outstanding share count all that much. Maybe right now you could do about 1% versus having an extra $7 billion on your balance sheet. That amount of cash buys you a lot of extra time if things get worse, continue to go bad, whatever the case may be. There is extreme value in that, especially in the midst of a possible recession. Taking that logic a step further, it's not even just about staying alive during a downturn, it's also about continuing to be able to invest in the way that Tesla wants to invest to continue their growth trajectory, and not having to take their foot off the accelerator even just for a second to manage around temporary free cash flow issues. Like, for example, if one of their factories, one of their suppliers' factories gets shut down for a long period of time without their control. Having a nice cash balance on hand means that Tesla doesn't have to worry about stuff like that. They can continue to spend even if money isn't coming in at that exact second. A couple of other reasons to keep cash high: it gives Tesla leverage regardless of the market circumstances. Cash gives Tesla the strength to be able to talk to a supplier and say, hey, you know, if you're not going to do what we want, we'll either just buy you or we'll just start doing this ourselves like we have so many other times. Having the cash to do that supports that leverage. And then finally, it gives them tremendous flexibility. Even if there are periods of time where Tesla says, hey, we're not capital constrained right now, opportunities can pop up at any time, and highly liquid cash gives Tesla the ability to take advantage of those. Just a couple that are on the horizon. We've heard Tesla on quite a few occasions allude to getting into mining. We've seen some instances where Tesla is managing their own energy storage projects. That is capital intensive upfront. Tesla could have plans to do a lot more of those type of things, especially as battery production ramps up. And then, of course, on the horizon, you have robotaxis, and maybe Tesla wants to build and manage and operate their own robotaxis versus selling those cars to customers. That's very capital intensive, so maybe save some cash for that. There are a lot of good reasons on both sides, I think, and probably just to wrap this up, it ultimately comes down to how Tesla wants to manage risk. I do think that they could afford to do a stock buyback. I do think that the shares are quite undervalued right now, and I think Tesla stock is liquid enough that if Tesla did a small buyback now and just kind of showed support to the stock through that process, it's pretty likely that in the future, if and when they need more cash, let's say for robotaxis or whatever else, I think the stock price would be quite a bit higher at that point, and they could sell stock, raise cash, and come out multiple billion dollars ahead. So I think it's a viable strategy. That said, I don't really care if Tesla supports the share price right now. I'm a longer-term investor. Any buyback that Tesla does is going to be a very, very small percent of the outstanding shares, almost immaterial. So I think it would be a little bit more for sentiment than anything else, which clearly Elon isn't too bothered with. And I'm not someone that feels like he necessarily should be. So I do think there's some merit to it. I think this downturn and thus lower prices in the shares are happening a little bit early to really aggressively advocate for it. If this were Q4 or something and Tesla just printed a $4 billion free cash flow quarter and Tesla's sitting on more like $30 billion, then things look a little bit different. I'm more than content to let Tesla de-risk, get themselves to that point, make sure everything's all good with Shanghai, with Berlin and Texas being ramped up, 4680s being in volume production. The future is looking great, but there are still things that Tesla needs to execute on. All right, well, that took a lot longer than I thought it was going to take, so sorry for that if it was laborious, but let's move on. Probably the other biggest news is the release notes popping up for FSD Beta 10.12. As we had talked about yesterday, that is now being tested internally by a broader group of employees. That's usually the last step before a public release, and there are a lot of release notes here. Elon saying on Twitter, quote, "This is a big one. Expect some two steps forward, one step back situations. These will be great ironed in point releases, hence about 10.12.2 or 10.13 for wider beta release," end quote. For the sake of time, we won't go through every single bullet point on this release. I'll highlight a couple here, and then I'll put all of them down in the description if you want an easy way to read them. But there's a lot of things on turning here, and the auto labeler, and just general awareness of lanes. The first bullet is interesting. They say, upgraded decision-making framework for unprotected left turns, with better modeling of objects' response to Ego's actions by adding more features that shape the go/no-go decision. This increases robustness to noisy measurements, while being more sticky to decisions within a safety margin. The framework also leverages median safe regions, when necessary, to maneuver across large turns and accelerating harder through maneuvers when required to safely exit the intersection, end quote. So great to see some new behavior there with the medians and then just some more aggression when necessary. I'm happy to see that because most of my interventions are just pressing the accelerator, getting it to go where it's actually wanting to go, but obviously the bias is towards inaction, just out of abundance of caution, that's a little bit safer. The other point I'll highlight here is Tesla saying that they have improved the recall and geometric accuracy of all lane predictions by adding 180,000 video clips to the training set. I always love seeing Tesla talk about the sheer number of video clips that they're using in training. So I'm definitely excited for this one to come out. We'll probably have to take a drive when it does. It's been a while since I've taken you guys along on one of those Milwaukee drives. Oh, a couple other cool things. Tesla does now have a visualization for doors opening. Volmars is also saying that blinkers are now also being displayed on the visualization, and we do have a very short clip here that was shared on Twitter, shows that the models for vehicles have been updated as well. All right, next up, we've got a quick analyst update. Wedbush's Dan Ives has lowered his price target on Tesla today from $1,400 per share now to $1,000. He called the lockdowns in Shanghai an epic disaster, and for some reason, because of that, is expecting a slower growth trajectory in China in the second half of this year, and then also talked about the Twitter acquisition being a circus show and a black eye for Tesla. From my perspective, that seems very focused on short-term things. All right, next we've got a quick supercharger network update, throwback to the early days of the podcast. The Detroit Free Press is reporting that the mayor of Barstow, California, has disclosed that Tesla is building a 100 charger supercharging station in Barstow, which will be the biggest in the US. Always nice to hear about those new giant locations. Next, we have news that NHTSA has opened another investigation into a Tesla vehicle accident, this time relating to a Model S crash in Newport Beach, California, last week, where from reports a Model S traveling on a 40-mile-per-hour speed limit road, the actual speed of travel was not indicated, hit a curb, careened into a construction site, and unfortunately, the three occupants in the Tesla did not survive. That's really all we know at this point in time, no indication of whether or not autopilot was on, but in any case, NHTSA taking a look at it. All right, last couple of quick things for today. First, just a really quick update on Twitter. They did have an all-hands meeting today, and executives told employees that they are not open to renegotiating the purchase price with Elon, which is, of course, what they would want to say regardless. And they also said that they do not view the deal as being on hold. So I guess that's where we're at, and we'll see what happens next. Lastly, then, just an update on the Bill Gates shorting Tesla story that we have talked about a couple of times. Bill Gates did have an Ask Me Anything on Reddit today. He was actually quite responsive to a couple of controversial questions, and although you may remember that clip where Bill Gates was asked about shorting Tesla and he said, yeah, he doesn't talk about his investments, well, he was certainly willing to talk about it in this. He said that he does not own any Bitcoin, and he said he has never been long or short GameStop, but of course he opted not to respond to any of the questions regarding Tesla. Obviously, we know now that he at least was very recently short, but still will not talk about it. All right, I think that's where we'll wrap it up for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Friday, May 20th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.